Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray, for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 15th day of the month of Iyar, and the 30th day of the Omer. Today is day 585, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Feldman of Or Sadia in Teaneck, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Feldman slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, which will be recited both in Hebrew as well as in English, and then Rabbi Feldman will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaderach for the Chayalim, the Mishaderach for those held captive, which is the Mishaderach for the Shulim, and finally concluding with the Mishaderach L'Cholim, where Rabbi Feldman will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder emails, you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Feldman.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. This week, we read finally about Siras HaOmer, now that we are more than halfway through Siras HaOmer. And we know that this obligation, which the Torah tells us as a process of counting the days following Pesach going towards Shavuos, has taken on in later generations a tone of mourning and practices of what we call Avelos. And that seems most likely to be linked to what the Talmud tells us, that so many of Rabbi Akiva's students died during this time for what seems like a shocking reason. Apparently, they didn't show proper respect to each other, proper kavod zeh lazeh, and that seems so difficult to understand, especially in light of Rabbi Akiva himself being such a prominent advocate of what we read in last week's Torah reading, V'ahavta l'recha kamocha, love others as you love yourself, and the idea that somehow there could be any lack of respect between them is so difficult to understand. And perhaps it could be connected to the actual mitzvah of Siras HaOmer. Now, we know that we have an obligation to count all of these days between Pesach and Shavuos, and we assume as a matter of practical law, to factor in one of the positions in the Rishonim, that if we miss one of the days in between, so that impacts our ability to fulfill the mitzvah. And in practical terms, it means we continue counting without a bracha. But that idea that we are impacted in our performance of this mitzvah if we leave out any one day along the 7 weeks is sometimes a difficult one to get focused on in terms of practice and to appreciate why that should be. And perhaps on a symbolic level, it conveys to us the idea that as we are counting down towards the acceptance of the Torah, and we focus on that enormous prize, so it's easy perhaps to get distracted and to not pay attention to those that we encounter along the way, and so to speak, to push them out of our way as we focus on the prize of receiving of the Torah. And perhaps that was what got in the way of the perception of the students of Rabbi Akiva, who, of course, recognized that V'ahavta l'recha kamocha is such a crucial principle. But here, the opportunity to hear Rabbi Akiva's Torah, what a fantastic prize, to think that you could still worry about those who may be in the way or who may be somehow along the path, it's perhaps easy to forget. And we're reminded that even as we aim towards that goal of receiving the Torah, it's crucial that everything along the way and everyone along the way is recognized and noticed and appreciated. And this is perhaps especially the case when we consider that idea of Yahav Larecha Kamocha in last week's Torah reading and Rabbi Akiva's touting of this, and the Ramban comments that it doesn't seem like Kamocha could actually be literal. We can't extend to others to the same degree that we extend to ourselves, that we take efforts on behalf of our own needs. It's impossible to do that towards anyone else. And he notes, as a proof to that point, that the same Rabbi Akiva ruled that if somebody is traveling in a desert with another, and he has a jug of water and the other doesn't, nonetheless, this individual must save himself, because chayecha kodmim l'chayecha dercha, you have to stay alive first. And despite the fact that v'yahav l'recha kamocha, when there are limited resources, you do indeed need to pay attention to yourself first. So that creates a great difficulty, and the Ramban suggests that this must be therefore some kind of exaggeration to say, kamocha, how could it be like yourself? And Rav Huttner pointed out that maybe it's not necessarily an exaggeration, but it's just the fact that we are limited as human beings with our resources to be able to actually extend to others as fully as we do for ourselves. But in concept, it's true. In concept, we are all together and we are all equal. And if that's the case, the more that we can pay attention to those things that actually do allow us to treat others with equal attention and focus, the better. And perhaps one such area actually is Torah study. And this was an idea posited by Chassam Sofer in his commentaries to the Torah, and also in his Shuvos, in his responsa, where he understands that when it comes to learning, we do have an obligation to make as much of an effort as we can to include others in that process, and to recognize that that itself is a part of the obligation of Torah study, and we are able to equate others' needs with our own in that area. And he suggested that that's actually what Rabbi Akiva meant when he said, Zek Klal Gadol BaTorah, this is a great principle in the Torah specifically. That is an area where we actually can include others to the same degree as we do ourselves. And that's an aspiration we can all look towards during this time of Sfirat HaOmer. As we look to accept the Torah on our own behalf, we look to make sure that we are Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad, that we are including the rest of the Jews with us as well. We'll now turn to the Tehillim and the Mishaverach. First, Chaf 20. L'manaseach mizmor l'David, yancha adonai b'yom sara, yisagev chashem el ha'yakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisvadeka, yizkor kol minchasecha, v'yalotcha yidash nasela, yitem l'cha chilvodecha, b'chal atbotcha yimalei, Niranana Shuatacha, Uvishem Eloheinu, Nitgol, Yamali Adonai, Kol Mishalosecha, Ata Yadati, Yoshia Adonai Mishucho, Yanehu Mishme Kodcho, Bidruos, Yeshu Yamino, Ela Varecha, the Ela Vasusin, Banachnu, Vishem Adonai Eloheinu Naskir, Hema Karu Venafalu, Bianachnu Kamnu Venesbodod, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelach Yaneinu, Vyom Karenu. Chav Gimel, 23. Mizmor l'David, Adonai rovi lo echzar, binos desha yarbitzeni, amei menuchos yinahaleni, nafshi yishorvei, v'yancheni b'magli tzedek, l'man shemo, gam ki eilech b'gei tzalmoves, lo irara, ki ata imadi, shiftecha u'mishantecha, hema yinachamuni, taroch l'fanai shulchan, neget zararai, yishanta v'shemen roshi, kosi rivaya, ach tov v'chested yudufuni, kol yimei chayai, V'shavti b'veis Adonai v'orech yamim. Kuf Kuf Aleph, 121. Shel amalos, v'soinai elaharim, me'ayin yavo ezri. Ezri, me'im Adonai, hosei shamayim v'oretz. Al yitein lamot yaglecha, al yanum shomrecha, hinei lo yanum v'lo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzolcha, al yad jminecha, yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor es nafshecha, Adonai yishmor et tzedcha bo'echa, me'ata v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir hamalos, mima'amakim k'rasicha Adonai, Adonai yishma v'koyli, tiena oznecha k'shuvos b'kol tachanunai. Imavonos tishmorya, Adonai mi'amod, kimcha tzlicha l'man tivarei. Yivisi Adonai kibso nafshi v'lidvaro ho'cholti, nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker, yachel Yisrael Adonai, kim Adonai hachesed, v'harbei imof tzedus, Behu Yiftah Es Yisrael Mikol Avonosav. Kuf Mem Beis 142. Maskil David Biosov Maras Tfila Koli El Adonai Azak Koli El Adonai Eschanan Eshboch Lefanav Sichi Parasi Lefanav Agid Bisatef Alai Ruchi Beata Yadata Nesivasi Borach Zu Aleich Tamnu Fachli Habit Yamin Re'ei Ve'en Limakir Avad Manos Mimeni Ein Doresh Kunafshi Za'akti Eilecha Adonai Amati Atamachsi Chalki Ve'eret Achayim Hakshiva Rinasi Ki Dalosi Ma'od Hatileni Merosai Ki Omtsu Mimeni Hotsia Mimasker Nafshi L'Hodosa Shemecha Bi Achtiru Tzadikim Ki Sigmol Alai Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael Hanesunim V'Tzvaru V'Shivya Ha'omdim Pein Bayam Uvein Bayabasha Hamakom Yirachem Aleihem V'yitziyein Mitzvaru L'Vacha U'me'afeila L'Ora U'me'shibud L'Ga'ula Hashta V'Agala U'vizman Kariv V'nomar Amen. As for our brothers, the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. Mishaberech Avoseinu, Avraham Yitzchok v'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech et Chayilei Tzva Haganal Yisrael v'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Ha'umdim al Mishmaraseinu v'Yarei Eloheinu, מגבול הלבנון ועבר מצרים, מהים הגדול, הלבור הרבה, ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים, ייתן אדוני את ליבנו, הקמים עלינו, נגלפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צור וצוקו, מכל נגל ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, יעבר שוננו תחתיהם, ויעתרם בחסר ישועה ובייתרס ניצחון, וקיים בהם הכסוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, הולך עמכם, וילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, יוסף, משה ואהרן, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את נדרי צבא ההגנה לישראל ושבויו, ויעז כל אחינו הנצונים בצור ושביו, בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ויציאם מחושך ותלמובת, ומוסרותיהם ינתק, ומסוכותיהם יושיעם, ישיבם מהרה לחיק משפחותיהם, יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לפני אדם, וקיים בהם מקרא שכתוב, ופדי אדוני ישובון, ובהוציאם ברינה, בשמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחה יציגו, ונעשה יגון ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. משברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרן, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך את החולים. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ולהחלימם, ורפאם, לחזקם, להחיותם, וישלח להם מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל עבריהם, לכל גידיהם, בסוף שחר ישראל, רפואת הנפש, רפואת הגוף, אשתה בעגלה, ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Salman. Truly appreciate having you on, and we look forward to having you back on the program, Please God, in the year to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the Chama comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day.